Hello there, good morning. You're watching Proactive. Cornerstone FS noted a substantial improvement in revenues and profit margins last year, helped partly by the new Asia team. This was all in a trading statement that was published. Julian Wheatlin is here now to go through all of the details of that. And before we do delve into the detail here, maybe for those that are new to the firm, tell us what you do exactly, Julian.
Sure. Thanks very much. And good morning, Katie. At Cornerstone FS, we're a payments-focused fintech business. Our mission in life is to make payments and currency management simpler for businesses. So we offer individual multi-currency accounts, complete with their own IBAN number in the name of the client, a easy-to-use payments platform, and we provide currency risk management services, all aimed primarily at the corporate sector. Our strategy is to act as a consolidator in the what is quite fragmented foreign exchange sector, to develop our platform further to deliver innovative products and services to small businesses and to streamline currency and payments operations within the finance departments of those businesses.
And Julian, I mentioned that growth in 2021 that you experienced. What was driving that exactly?
There's a number of factors driving it. I mean, we made a lot of progress on our strategic initiatives during 2021. We brought the majority of our white label revenue in-house, so that increased our level of direct business by nearly 360%, in fact. And that was in large part, you mentioned our Asia team, that that joined the company in the middle of the year. They've been a major factor in that. And so what we've been able to see is a 38% increase in revenue up to 2.3 million in 2021. And actually that was for the full year, but you know, half on half, second half on first half, that that revenue growth was closer to 75%. And indeed indirect revenue, although it decreased as a proportion of it decreased in absolute terms, decreased in proportion of our total revenue, there was underlying growth in that as well. And so we saw an overall improvement in our gross margins from just under 30% to almost 52%. So that was a 73% growth in gross margins. In addition, in the year, we also made progress on other elements of the strategy. So we received authorization as an electronic money institution. And that means that allows us to allow customers to leave funds on account rather than just transfer money to us for foreign exchange. It means that we can provide full account services to them. And it also gives us access to the open banking network. And we also opened our office in Dubai in the middle of the year. And we have very high hopes for the success of that.
Yeah, I remember catching up with you on that. So you've set the tone going forward, Julian. What would you say is up your sleeves for the next 6 months?
Well, what I can tell you is that we expect to be making significant further progress on our strategic initiatives, which, as I say, are to act as a consolidator in the industry, increase our direct revenue and increase our margin. And I think that you can expect to see further revenue and margin growth in 2022.
All right, Julian, we'll be catching up a lot this year. That's Julian Wheatland there from Cornerstone FS here on Proactive.
Thank you very much.